There is something simple yet powerful about a cup of tea. It's in the early morning conversations, in the laughter shared at roadside tea stalls, and in the quiet moments where stories unfold one sip at a time. Tea is the second most consumed drink in the world after water, but it's much more than a refreshing beverage. Each cup tells a deeper story, tied to the livelihoods, rural economies, and daily lives of millions of families across Africa and other tea-producing regions. Here in Juba and across South Sudan, tea is part of everyday life. From markets to homes and even street corners, thousands of people rely on tea, both as a drink and as a source of income. Thousands of vendors are earning a living through small-scale tea businesses. Beyond business, these spaces have evolved into social hubs where people gather, interact, and connect. I am here at Munichi Taxi Park, one of the busiest areas in Juba, exploring the deep-rooted love people have for tea. Lucy and Jennifer are among some of the vendors working around this busy area.
We have cereal tea, green tea, Kenyan tea, and also we have coffee. People come here in the morning, in the afternoon, and also in the evening. I started the tea vending business last year in March. We have all types of tea leaves, green tea, Kenyan tea, milk tea, and also coffee. Many people love ordinary tea because that's the one everyone can afford. But milk tea is expensive. Lipton is cheap, and many people take ordinary tea because it is affordable. Customers come to my place in the morning, afternoon, and in the evening. Especially the drivers come here to interact, connect, and take tea at my place. Even people who are just walking, and when they see other people seated, they also join them and take tea together.
I like my customers.
What do you like most about your customers?
I like my customers because they support my business. We sell a cup of coffee at 3,000 SSP, but when they come, they sometimes pay 5,000 SSP because of the work I do.
I met Tony Tombe, a regular customer, and I asked him how he likes his tea.
I like
taking green tea, but also the ordinary tea I take in the morning. I like taking the green tea, usually in the evening hours, just for relaxation. In a day, I sometimes take 3 cups of tea. For me, the culture of taking tea started long time ago.
For Tombe, drinking tea is a long-standing habit. He says over time, his routine has shifted from taking tea at home to enjoying it more in public spaces. Another customer shares the type of tea he enjoys most.
Usually I love taking tea, sometimes in family, sometimes in gathering places. And the types of the tea, traditional, which I love too much, is there is a kind of a grass. When you boil it, it smells nice and it is cheap, costless, when you can grow within your compound. That's the kind of the tea which we like in most cases to take it.
What is the name of the tea, the grass that you're talking about?
The grass in English for me, for sure, I don't know.
In your local language?
We call it majan chai. So it means grass tea. So that is the tea which we usually do take local, and it is really a very nice tea. Secondly, we preferred also taking a lemon leaf as a tea. It's really very nice. When you taste the taste of the tea, you really appreciate.
So now, do you miss the grass majan chai that you're talking about?
A lot. A lot. Yeah, I miss a lot.
Do you prefer taking tea in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening?
Normal for me, I take my first tea in the day, early in the morning. That's around 6. And then at around 10, I take coffee. That's when I'm at workplace. And again, at around 3, I take a tea. Sometimes in the evening, after supper, I take my tea.
Well, just can you remember taking a tea without sugar? That's exactly what I asked him.
How does it feel?
Once when you eat, the first time when you start taking tea without sugar, you may not like it, but you get used to.
For vendors like Lucy and Jennifer, tea selling is not just about business. It's about building community. Their stalls have become places where people come together, share stories, and strengthen social bonds. According to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, tea is a lifeline. Across the world, more than 13 million people depend on tea sector for their livelihoods, from smallholder farmers to workers across the supply chain. And globally, tea is a big business, worth nearly $20 billion annually. Every year on the 21st of May, the world observes World Tea Day, and this year's theme is Sustaining Tea, Supporting Communities. It's a day that shines a spotlight on not just tea as a beverage, but its wider role in supporting economies, protecting the environment, and bringing people together. Here in South Sudan, even with the vast fertile land, tea production hasn't really taken off yet. But on the streets of Juba, that story is slowly changing because tea is becoming more and more popular, one cup at a time. Reporting for Radio Miraya, I am Juma Emmanuel Losande in Juba.